This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Municipal and Village Convention of Nepali Congress conclude in 52 districts. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says worldwide collaboration important to build sustainable world. UML Central Committee meeting stresses on course of action based on socialism. And Germany to set to vote in most unpredictable election in years. Now the news in detail. The Village and Municipal Conventions of Nepali Congress under the 14th General Convention has been concluded in 52 districts. Chief Secretary of Nepali Congress, Krishna Prasad Paudel, informed that the villas and municipal conventions were held yesterday in those districts where the ward convention had been held as per the scheduled date. The Nepali Congress has informed municipal conventions will be held in 12 districts till 16th of Ashwin. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said that Nepal is committed to limit global average temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius as per the Paris Agreement. During a meeting with a delegation led by COP26 Regional Ambassador for Asia-Pacific and South Asia, on Saturday, Prime Minister Deuba opined that there should be international commitment to limit the global average temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Prime Minister Deuba clarified that immense potential of hydropower and forest areas, among others, would help Nepal implement the Paris Agreement commitment to reduce carbon emission by 2050. The Prime Minister mentioned that being a mountainous country, Nepal is at high risk of climate change and the damages caused due to climate change should be addressed internationally. Joint Secretary at the Foreign Ministry, Nirmal Raj Kafle, informed that Prime Minister Deuba emphasized discussion over various issues including priorities of COP26, climate finance and adaptation as well as additional support for Nepal to strengthen its ability to respond and adapt to climate change. Regarding COVID-19 and the red list, Prime Minister Deuba requested COP26 Regional Ambassador to Asia Pacific and South Asia, Ken O'Flaherty, to consider removing Nepal from the red list. Regional Ambassador O'Flaherty responded that a separate British agency had been analysing various situations of Nepal from time to time and reviewing to remove Nepal from the red list, expressing concerns about the current affairs of Nepal and the preparation of COP26. O'Flaherty said that he was hopeful for Nepal's active participation in the Global Leader Summit to be organised by the British Prime Minister from November 1st to 2nd this year. The ongoing Central Committee meeting of the CPM-UML concluded discussion on political and organisational reports and draft of statute. After the group discussions, team leaders presented their views in the meeting held at Tulsilal Memorial Foundation, Lalitpur, yesterday. 10 groups were formed to discuss their reports. The meeting is scheduled again for 11 a.m. today. Chief of Publicity Department of the party, Yogesh Bhattrai, said suggestions came to the party that course of action should be forwarded based on socialism. Points discussed were inclusion, youth policy and youth participation, end of groupism, age limit of 70 years, among others. The next meeting will see the responses from Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli, General Secretary Ishwar Pokhrel and Deputy General Secretary Bisnu Prasad Paudel. CPN Unified Socialist Party Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that the five-party alliance is being expanded from centre to the district level for the protection of the constitution. Addressing the party's district assembly district committee's oath-taking ceremony in Hetonda yesterday, Chairman Nepal said that the ruling alliance should be kept intact for the protection of democracy and constitution. He stressed the need for collaboration among the ruling alliance in all levels of governance for coordination and facilitation. Chairman Nepal also said the five-party alliance should be expanded as soon as the cabinet gets full shape and the formation of provincial governments. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka had a bilateral meeting with Foreign Minister and Minister of State for Cabinet Affairs of Kuwait Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Nasir Al Muhammad Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah on the sidelines of the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides discussed various matters of common concern, ranging from migrant workers to promotion of trade, tourism and investment. The two ministers agreed to expedite pending agreements and further work closely for more cooperation and collaboration, including through exchanging high-level visits, according to the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations. The foreign minister also had a meeting with UNESC for Department of Peace Operations, Jean-Pierre Lacroix. The two sides exchanged the views to further strengthen the existing cooperation between Nepal and the United Nations in UN peacekeeping operations. The Pashupati Area Development Trust has launched a cleaning campaign in the Pashupatinath Temple area in Kathmandu. In the second week of the cleaning campaign yesterday, the Film Artist Association of Nepal cleaned one of the holiest shrines of Hindus. Artists Madanda Shrestha, Siba Shrestha, Gauri Malla and director Sobit Basnit, Rabindra Khadka among others participated in the cleaning drive that is aimed at promoting religious tourism. The temple was closed for the public since the prohibitory order in the second wave of COVID-19 till the end of April this year. The shrine dedicated to Lord Shiva had been opened for the public under some restriction against coronavirus infection since September 10. You're listening to Radio Nepal AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. For the first time in well over a decade, German voters will enter polling booths for federal elections on Sunday with no clear idea which party will win, who will be the next chancellor, or what governing coalition will be formed. Experts have urged caution when interpreting polling data due to the uncertain influence of a historically high number of undecided voters, as well as an expected surge in postal voting. Exit polls will be released when voting ends at 6 p.m. local time on Sunday, and results will emerge throughout the night. A suicide car bomb which exploded near the presidential palace in the Somali capital Mogadishu yesterday killed at least 7 people. District Police Chief Mukavye Ahmad Mudei told reporters that at least 8 others had been injured. In a short statement, the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The attack targeted a convoy heading towards the presidential palace as it waited at a busy checkpoint. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 26 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Municipal and Village Convention of Nepali Congress conclude in 52 districts. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba says worldwide collaboration important to build sustainable world. UML Central Committee meeting stresses on course of action based on socialism. And Germany set a vote in most unpredictable election in years. Well, That's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.